the future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 6 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Mohammed Khan. Here are today's headlines. Community groups march against the CAQ government. Surgeries are canceled due to blood shortages. And trying to stop sexual abuse of migrants. Protesters take action against the CAQ government after years of failed promises to community groups. Jordan McKay joins us live from the scene. So Jordan, why are community groups upset with the CAQ government?
According to Montreal organizer, the CAQ government failed to fulfill promises they made to community groups. They're calling on Premier Legault to provide adequate funding for social programs across Quebec. Diane Lombardi of the Center for Community Organization says enough is enough.
Basically, what we are saying is that we do not accept any more of these broken promises. It has been a very long time since they've been in office that we were promised proper, stable, adequate core funding for community groups.
What are we looking at for a turnout?
Well, there is a big turnout of community groups here at Dorchester Square in downtown Montreal. Despite the little bit of rain we had and the cold, the protesters filled the square with chants and chants before they started marching. They were diverse in the groups that came, but their message was the same, as a member of a group for reading and spelling support in Quebec tells me.
So we're here to get more money for the different organization, and also to ask more services, public services, because also this is a problem for the people we're helping.
Are the protesters hopeful their message will reach the premier?
They are, but they are aware of the budgetary deadlines approaching. Ideally, they'd want their promises fulfilled by November when the CAQ releases their next budget. However, they prepared demonstrations across the province for the next couple of months ahead of the March budget to make sure that this change has happened.
Thank you, Jordan. A 15-year-old teenager from Saint-Hyacinthe died in a scooter accident in Sainte-Marie-de-Madeleine. According to local police, the adolescent was hit by a vehicle on Boulevard Laurier as he was heading west. Emergency services rushed the boy to the hospital, with his death being announced shortly after. The accident occurred at 6:30 p.m. last night, and crime scene investigators have been assigned to determine the circumstances and cause of the accident. A 25-year-old man was shot today in Saint-Michel. While the victim survived the incident, he suffered from serious injuries and is currently in the hospital for medical evaluation. Police have identified the man, but no suspect has been found. Gunshots were heard after midnight on 16th Avenue when police were called to intervene. Investigators, forensic technicians, and dog handlers are working on the scene to find possible witnesses. Non-urgent surgical surgery in Quebec are being delayed due to a shortage in O-positive blood donations. In fact, the province is having to cancel elective surgeries until further notice as a result of the shortages. Zina, what is causing this issue?
Well, the problem is due to the lack of blood donation that EMA Quebec have been experiencing in the last 18 months. EMA Quebec seems to be experiencing a big backlog when it comes to blood donations. There are currently 1,200 blood donations made daily, but for EMA Quebec, that is simply not enough.
How long has this issue been going on?
Well, the issue began actually in October when the group saw an increased need from hospitals for the O-positive blood in particular, which is that of 40% of Quebecers actually. They are missing this blood type, but they are not quite sure of the reasons behind it. They are, however, calling people to donate, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what does delaying surgery mean for patients?
Well, that means having to wait a little bit longer, actually, to get their surgeries. There is also, this is also actually adding to the COVID-19 delays that people have been experiencing. André Laurent, a patient with diverticulosis, also commented on the issue because he was supposed to get a surgery, but he did not get it, finally. So let's hear what he has to say.
I will say this, though, you know, the health system is very has been very disrupted by this pandemic.
And actually, he is not the only one having this surgery delayed. There is currently a backlog of 1,500 elective surgeries that has yet to be done.
Thank you, Zena. Federal employees are expected to report full immunization from COVID-19 before this Friday. Many federal workers are unhappy with the government's new policy and are organizing to protest against it. The group Feds for Freedom on Facebook has more than 4,000 members of officials speaking up against what they believe to be a violation of their rights and freedoms. The new policy would affect 300,000 employees of the Canadian government. A new INRS study revealed that a tuberculosis vaccine can reduce the effects of COVID-19 in the short term. With this discovery, new treatments are being developed to tackle the pandemic in the province. Joining me is Alexa Toguri-Lorraine with more details. So Alexa, can you tell us more about this new study?
Sure thing. So this study is based on the vaccine status of people who took the BCG vaccine in their childhood and compared them with the vaccination status of people who didn't receive it. And the BCG vaccine basically treats people who have tuberculosis. So the results show that people who received the BCG vaccine in their childhood shows that it could treat prominent symptoms of COVID-19, but only in the short term.
And what's next for future treatments against the pandemic?
Right now, there are more studies that go further into finding long-term treatments to fight against COVID-19. However, I spoke with an epidemiology professor, Jack C. Miatki from McGill University, and he explains more in the next clip.
The present approved vaccines are effective, not 100%, but they are effective, and they prevent a lot of transmission, and they prevent a lot of serious disease.
So, as you said, vaccines are the best options to reduce the effects of COVID-19. However, he says that along with social distancing, limiting travel, and wearing face masks can further prevent further transmission.
Thank you, Alexa. Migrants without status have no juridical rights when they are victims of sexual abuse in their workplaces. Nothing protects these workers from their abusers, who can denounce them to authorities. Migrant workers risk deportation if their colleagues or employers denounce them. Philippe Robin tells us more.
Migrants Association and Women Rights Associations are protesting today in Quebec City to change the unfair situation. Maya Acosta is a psychosocial worker at the Movement Against Rapes and Incests in Montreal. She describes what protesters are asking for.
Ben, nous, en fait, ce qu'on demande au gouvernement, c'est que vraiment les femmes puissent avoir un accès de porter plainte, puis de pas avoir un avis de déportation lorsqu'elles vont porter plainte.
This protest aims to change the laws which fail to adapt to today's situation. Egbert Gay is the editor at Community Service. He tells us more about the history of laws concerning the issue.
There are policies that were based, that were primed for exploitation. So, you know, and it lingers up to today. So, you know, the fact that you have groups that are ready to push forward a little bit and to bring Canadian immigration policies up to standard, I think is the only direction for this country to go to.
By failing to evolve, this law is creating deep injustices. Today's protest in front of the Ministry of Labour aims to raise public awareness on the subject. For Concordia News, I am Philippe Robin.
For sports today, the Blackhawks face a brutal loss. Wentz leads the Colts to a glorious win, and Tom Brady sets a new NFL career passing yards record. Here's Hannah Tiongson with all the sports news.
600 it is.
Oh, that was the 600.
Gotcha.
The Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady became the first QB in NFL history to reach 600 career touchdowns passes against the Chicago Bears during Sunday night's incredible football game. Brady reached the historic number with 10 seconds left in the first quarter on a 9-yard touchdown strike. The score was his 67th career touchdown. For all you cricket fans, Pakistan beat India in the Cricket World Cup on Sunday night.
And it's Mo Ali Cox for the touchdown. Great fake by Wentz. Everybody goes to the
middle. For more football news, Wench led the Indianapolis Colts in a 30-18 victory on Sunday night. On a sloppy and slippery night, Wench threw a 28-yard touchdown pass to Michael Pittman Jr. to finish off the San Francisco 49ers. Wench went 17 of 26 for 150 yards, two scores and zero interceptions, but he recorded four turnover-worthy plays on the day. For golf news, unvaccinated athletes will be able to take part in the next year's Australian Open after a mandatory 14 days quarantine.
Did they score? Tames hacking away, so was Doc. Nedeljkovic could never get control of it. The Blackhawks on it.
For hockey news, the Chicago Blackhawks remain winless during the Sunday night game. Detroit Red Wings win 6-3. It was the Hawks' sixth straight loss to open the season. They are now officially the last team in the NHL without a win and hold the title of the longest stretch of game time without a lead to start season in NHL history. Finally, don't miss out on tomorrow's night's hockey game. The Montreal Canadiens are back for another game against the Seattle Kraken. That's tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Thank you, Hannah. Hey, Tesla fans. Electric vehicle owners gathered in Saint-Hyacinthe to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of electric vehicles. More than 700 fully electric cars were brought together by the Saint-Hyacinthe Electric Vehicle Show. Saint-Hyacinthe beat the 5-year-old record of 400 cars owned by Denmark. We'll see if those numbers keep going up with the prices of some of these vehicles. And for the weather, light showers for today, getting as warm as 8 degrees. Expect rain until Wednesday with clouds for the rest of the week. The weekend is looking wet, with showers from Sunday onwards. That's your news to 1126. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Muhammad Khan.